Want to go back to Boston one of these days?
I'll take a little trip with me to see 1970. I was living in New York City and I was heading up to Boston town. It was December. Check out Club 47. Boston, Cambridge scene. Tom Rush. You know what I mean? Hitchhiking out of New York City is real hard. Getting there is easy. Getting out was hard. At least that's the way I found it. Because there's all these little streets, but I got out. It took me a while. I got out. And I did the Boston scene, looking around. I played Club 47. It was December. I remember great big rolling black clouds. And I'm headed on back, and I make myself a sign that says NYC. New York City. And I go out there to the entrance of the Mass Pike. That's what they call it. Turnpike, not a freeway. There's a sign there that says no hitchhikers beyond this point, so I sit down in front of it. I'm holding my signs as NYC. And it's not too long before a police officer comes along, pulls just past me, pulls over to the side of the road, rolls his window down, sticks his arm out. And I figured maybe he was airing off his wrist or something like that, so I didn't pay him any mind. Eventually he sticks his head out. You know the one, the place where he puts his hat? And he leans out towards me and he says, where are you going? And I lean back. I thought that was a pretty stupid question. I'm sitting there with an NYC sign, so I just turned and faced him and I showed him the sign. He looked at me and he says, what's the matter? Can't you talk? And I thought that was a pretty stupid question again, so I looked back at him and I said, what's the matter? Can't you read? Now, at that point, Mr. Police Officer gets out of the car and he walks on over to me and he picks me up and takes me downtown. Nice ride, a nice warm car in December in Boston. And I'm sitting there in this little room with a judge. Little courthouse room. And he's dealing with somebody. Your brother comes around to me. Your Honor says, the guy says, Your Honor, pick this guy up hitchhiking on the Mass Pike. Now, I wasn't hitchhiking on the Mass Pike. I was before the sign, but I'd made the police officer angry. And you don't make police officers angry when it's just you, the cop, and the judge. And so I didn't say anything. I just looked down. Judge fined me $30. Said I better get that money by tomorrow or I'm going to put out a warrant for your arrest. Well, tomorrow meant 5 o'clock the next day, so I made a great big sign that said, help me get back to New York City without getting arrested. And I set that sign up by the entrance to the Harvard University, and I stood there and I played the guitar, and I wasn't very good and I wasn't worth listening to all that much, but people passing by looked at the sign and they laugh and they put some money in my guitar case. So before long I had enough money to pay my fine, which I did, and buy a case of beer, which I did. Went over to my friend's house and we had drank all that beer, and I woke up the next morning broke again. Headed back to New York City with my signs at NYC, sat down, went back to the same entrance to the same Mass Pike. Well, there were two guys already there, two hitchhikers. They were going somewhere else. I don't know where. They didn't have a sign. So I had to wait for them. I had to wait for them to go, you know, hitchhiker's etiquette. Well, the station wagon comes along. Lady driving the station wagon. She opens up the door and says, I got room for everybody. Get inside. Where are you going? I'm going to New York City. Where are you going? We're going to New Jersey, they said. She says, I'm not going that far, but I'll take you somewhere where you can get a really good ride. Lots of really good long rides go through there. Lots of cars. Sounded all right to me. I'm heading back to New York. It's December, man. Christmas coming on. We're passing through town, coming to a part of town I don't recognize, and all of a sudden you get to that place where the Mass Pike gets real wide. You know when the 4 lanes turn into 24 lanes? And there's all these little booths there to catch your toll. She lets us out. She stops right there in the middle of all those lanes, the traffic. And she says, you can get out here. This is a really good place to get a ride. And we all look at each other, because over there on the side of the road, about 20 feet away from where we are, is a police station. Just in case somebody either runs the toll or decides to hitchhike on the Mass Pike. There he is. And there we are. Thank you, we say. She drives off. And he comes right on over. Police officer comes right on over, opens the door, says, step inside, gentlemen. which we do, and he takes us downtown. And I figure this is the next day from the day before, and I got busted already once, but the paperwork hasn't gone through yet. This was before computers, and so I'll get away with the first time offense. It'll be $25 again, and I'll be on my way, and nobody will be any the wiser, and I just won't come back to Boston anymore. That's what I'm thinking to myself. Cop takes us all over to this little room. It's a different part of the city. Different part of the city, different courthouse. Takes us into this little back room, and there's a judge there going over some paperwork, and he looks up from the paperwork after a while, looks at me, and it's the same judge. It is the same judge I had last time, and he recognizes me too. And he says, "You don't learn, do you? This time it's $35, and the next time I won't even fine you. I'll just put you in jail. Next." And I slumped down in my chair. So that the desk comes right up to my chin. The guy sitting next to me, one of the other hitchhikers, he leans over. I never even caught his name. He leaned over and he says, "You don't have any money, do you?" And I said, "No, I don't have any money. I had like 15 cents. He took his shoe off, and he must have had $400 in his shoe. He was standing on $400. And he pulled off two 20s and he gave them to me. He said, "There, Merry Christmas." And he wrote down his name and address and gave it to me on a piece of paper. He lived in Berkeley and said, "If you ever come by Berkeley, look me up. Say hi." I lost that piece of paper. But it just goes to show you, you never know. Sometimes the people you never meet are your very best friends. And you know, sometimes when you think you got a really good joke, keep it to yourself. They're not always as funny as you thought they were.